This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Project Drawdown is a research organization that identifies the 100 most viable and impactful solutions to climate change. Founder Paul Hawken was in Aspen last weekend and sat down with reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy.
I'm wondering if you have a favorite solution or a pet solution that tends to surprise people or...
Well, my favorite was girls' education, educating girls. I think that it really surprised people. It still does. Like, what are they doing here? Number six solution. And around the world, there's 140 million girls who are being taken out of school before they reach, say, high school, a level of education. Those girls have an average of 5+ children. And they have them early, which is detrimental to their health. And if they're supported in their educational pursuits to, say, a level of high school education, they have an average of 2+ children. So in a sense, educating girls is a path to family planning, but it's not family planning. It's actually that woman is being empowered, that girl is becoming a woman on her terms, and she's making decisions for herself and her family. And this is what happens when you educate a girl or don't educate a girl, and you have a difference between the high and median population projections by the UN in 2050, which is the difference between 10.8 and 9.7 billion people. So you're talking about, in family planning, 1.1 billion people who don't necessarily need to be here in 2050, and because then the ones who are going to be here are going to be better taken care of, and better educated, and better cared for.
Some of these solutions will require everyday people to change behavior, like eliminating food waste and moving to a more plant-rich diet. I'm wondering what the reception to these ideas tends to be.
Well, it depends on the person. The fact is that both of those make healthier people and save money. So, I mean, people have an individual self-interest to do both. So it's not as though we're saying, you know, don't enjoy your life and you'll save the climate. It's the other way around. Actually, you'll have a better life and so will the earth. So in every one of these, except for one of the 100 solutions, we're talking about solutions that we would want to do if we didn't know or understand extreme weather and there wasn't a single climate scientist alive, or we didn't even have a science of climatology. We would want to do these solutions because they have so many cascading second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth order benefits for people, for children, for the future, for water, for earth, for critters, for prosperity, for safety, for security. So the idea that somehow we need to address global warming as a tangent to existing societal norms and economic paradigms is actually upside down and backwards. This is how to make a better world for everybody. It's transformative as opposed to palliative or we're going to fix this. You know, these people talk about fixing it. There's no it there to fix. What there is a human population here to transform.
You said all of them except for one.
Nuclear. The fact is 11% of all electricity in the world is produced by nuclear power. So it's there. And it is technically low carbon. But what I said is a regret solution. In other words, there's real regrets with this.
Now, you're in Aspen as part of the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies' 50th anniversary. And I'm wondering what you feel like the role of local organizations like ACES is in addressing climate issues.
Well, we can reverse that question. How much have national governments done for the world? How much good has concentrated power done? As a whole, we have, I think, looked for love in all the wrong places. And so the only way we're going to be able to address this is so-called local. The whole world is local. There's nothing else in the world. All life is local. All climate emissions are local.
Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That was Paul Hawken, founder of Project Drawdown, a nonprofit that researches how to reverse global warming. He spoke with environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy.